Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. It's March 3rd on The Roman Show. I'm your host, Rodolfo Roman. Today, we welcome Miguel Restrepo, MMA Masters fighter who just came off a victory, and Indalecio Tat Romero, who will be fighting against Benjamin Smith live on Access TV, part of the RFC fight card. Stay tuned for more on The Roman Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to another edition of The Roman Show with your host, Rodolfo Roman. Now Mikey Ruckus, praying down hellfire and brimstone.
I consider the beast, I consider the pound. He considers the people when he considers the crowd. Ain't nothing to it cause we all go through it. It's the start of The Roman Show, let's go through it. Come on, we climb shots as you lick at your chops. Go straight to the top, the moment that the solar will drop.
Yeah,
got it on lock and time of the knot. We got the industry crossover like it or not.
Keep rocking.
You haven't been all, you haven't been heard. From Miami up to Detroit, 3 1/3. East Coast, West Coast, yeah, we throwing the curve. With a red carpet news break shocking the world. Come on, rise, come and join the Roman Show. Coming back to attack the world.
Welcome, everyone. Rodolfo Roman. Make sure you follow me on at RomanDH on social media and follow The Roman Show at The Roman Show and like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/RomanShowMedia and visit our website, theromanshow.com, where you can check out pictures, videos, articles on the latest interviews that The Roman Show can only give you and subscribe on our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/RRoman0201. Well, welcome to another episode. It is March 3rd, 2015, and today we welcome a prospect, Miguel Restrepo, who competes for a local-based MMA promotion down here in South Florida, and he also trains with MMA Masters, where Ricardo Lamas of the UFC also trains. Also, we are going to welcome Indalecio Tat Romero, straight out of the way from the north of the United States, who will be competing against Benjamin Smith, live on Access TV, part of the RFC fight card coming up this weekend, March 6th. I must say that this is going to be an exciting bout, so you don't want to miss it. That's live on Access TV. And Indalecio is a Mexican descendant, and he's a correctional officer. So there is more to this guy than just being a fighter, although he's been in the industry for more than 10 years, so he definitely has a story to talk about. Well, the rumors are up in the air as far as what happened to UFC's longtime site coordinator, Burt Watson. You know, this guy has been with the UFC for 14 years. Everybody loved him. He's the guy that hypes up the crowd. He's the one that gets the fighters all rolled up. And, well, nobody really knows what happened, but he made his decision over social media that he has left with the company, and he thanked the UFC and its personalities. However, the reason why he left is still cloudy. There are a lot of rumors, quoting about some altercation, but nothing has been set in stone, so we will leave it at that. Also, Ronda Rousey defeated her opponent, Kat Zingano, to retain her title in less than 15 seconds. And that UFC pay-per-view, I must admit, how are you going to do this, Zingano? I understand you were trying to take her off guard, but this is Ronda Rousey. This is a woman who is considered by far the greatest of all time in the women's division. She's undefeated. Anytime that anyone attempts to do anything, she's going to grab you in an armbar. He's just going to grab you somehow, some way, and submit you. And you just can't pull out those moves against a Ronda Rousey. She is way too smart, and she's way too good as a fighter. So, Zingano already is kicking her butt for her decision and her mistake. The question lingers as far as who should be Ronda Rousey's opponent. And of course, we all know that one name, Chris Cyborg, who actually competed the day before at Invicta FC. Cyborg apparently says that she is ready to drop down to 135 and compete against Ronda Rousey. Even Dana White, the president of the UFC, has said that she is more than closer to ever signing with the UFC. And let's face it, Ronda Rousey has main evented already two pay-per-views. She brings in money. Now imagine if they were to put these two together, the amount of media, the amount of money this fight will bring, because this is a fight that everyone wants to see. And Cyborg is by far the woman right now currently that could give her a lot of competition. Let's be fair, her stand-up is something that Ronda has never faced in her 10 fights. No one has really tested her in her striking. Misha Tate attempted a little bit, but just wasn't enough. So Chris Cyborg will be, without a shadow of a doubt, the number one person to really give her a shot. Holly Holm competed. Holly Holm, they said that she was going to be a rising star and possibly could really test Ronda Rousey. Okay, we can't say nothing about her striking, but she still needs a couple of more fights to get to Ronda Rousey's level or to get a shot at the title, so let's be honest. And, of course, there's some others as well that have been mentioned. Also, they have said that Kat Zingano should get a rematch. That's another possibility. But definitely too many names out there. But the one that just makes the perfect sense is Chris Cyborg. She is a champion also in the Big FC. And there was a quote where Cyborg said that she will retire Rousey as she did Gina Carano, which is true. That was Carano's last fight, and that was pretty much it in the strike force. So we're still waiting to see what's going to happen if and when that fight does happen. But if it does, it will be kind of like a Pacquiao-Mayweather. Listen, if that fight can happen, even if it was 5, 10, whatever how many years in the making, this can also happen. All right, we're going to go with our first interview, Miguel Restrepo, who trains in MMA Masters located in Miami. So he has a couple of things to say about his last victory. And I want to talk one more subject before we bring in Miguel. And that is that former WWE star CM Punk is competing or completing a MMA fight scrimmage. And he has posted some pictures at the Duke Rufus campus or gym where he is competing and he's training, hitting the pads. So the guy is getting in shape. He's grading. He's going all in. He's definitely testing his skills as we await the debut of CM Punk inside the Octagon. Hey guys, if you need an affordable website, you don't have to search a lot because if you just go to OchoaOnline.com, they will get you covered for a very affordable price. OchoaOnline.com will create one of the most interactive websites that is guaranteed to bring in traffic. That's OchoaOnline.com. They are the official sponsors of The Roman Show. They are the ones who take care of The Roman Show website. So head on over. OchoaOnline.com. Well, everyone, thanks for joining us here in The Roman Show. On the line, we have a good friend, Miguel Restrepo, who just finished being victorious at a recent fight down here in Miami. Miguel, welcome to The Roman Show, man.
Thank you so much, Roman. I'm very glad to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Awesome. Well, you had your victory just a couple of weeks ago. It was a unanimous decision, Marcelo Castaneda. How was the victory here, man? Looking back now, you've had some time to reflect on that fight. What are some of the things that you learned from that fight?
Well, I definitely stepped up my professionalism in the way that I handle myself in the fight, and also in my preparation. I think a lot of the times, up to a certain point, or at least until my loss, I really thought that, you know, all I had to do was go to the gym and show up and do whatever I had to do, and that was going to equal my victory. Which, in a certain way, you do have to put in the work, but you actually have to study. And I studied the way I trained. I studied what my coaches were teaching me. And I literally, like, sat down and wrote everything that I learned in my notebook. And then I went from there. I literally, like, took notes on all my training and how I felt and and how my mind was working. It was very all-encompassing. It was definitely, in my personal opinion, it was a good evolution for me, a good step forward for me in my evolution as a fighter.
Now, you've definitely been training out of MMA Masters. So tell me about training out there. You've been there for a while. And how did you get started in MMA? Did you just happen to just been training and then you fell in love with the sport and decided to compete professionally?
Well, I first started off, you know, as a young kid, you know, started off with Taekwondo. I started watching the Bruce Lee Kung Fu movies. Then progressively I went.
Hello, Miguel?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, so you started Taekwondo, go ahead.
I started Taekwondo, then, you know, progressively in high school, I went and I did a year of wrestling. And then from there, I joined the military, and the military at that time, you know, the UFC was getting really big. I had, you know, kind of a obsession with jiu-jitsu. In the military, I started doing jiu-jitsu, and that's where it started. I've done about, like, 14 and a half years of jiu-jitsu. I came back from the military, did some jiu-jitsu here, trained for about 2.5 years, competed at the very high level, and then it was just a natural progression into MMA. It was just a, kind of a calling, you know. It was kind of like the ultimate proving ground for martial arts. And I've been at MMA Masters now going on almost 4 years, and you know, just like any other gym, you know, the fighters are there, the coaches are there, and what I really like about MMA Masters in comparison to other gyms that I've been to is that, you know, you can see the evolution. You see the evolution in the fighters and in the way that coaches coach, you know, because the coaches, you know, they learn also from the fighters' mistakes. They also learn from the fighters' wins. So it's always a constant evolution in how to train your fighters and how the fighters are training. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. So, Miguel, remind me, you are from Honduras, correct?
No, actually, I was born and raised here in Miami.
Uh-huh.
I'm a local 305 boy, locally grown, home-raised. But my mom is Colombian and my father is Honduran, so I have a pretty good Colombo-Honduran background.
So have you been to either of the countries?
I've been to Colombia on numerous occasions, but I have not been to Honduras yet. Right now, apparently, Honduras is very dangerous,
yep.
So it's not really feasible for me to go right now.
Of course, and you know, it's a very dangerous place, but just like I asked the questions to other fighters here that are Hispanic background, would you like to fight in a Colombia or a Honduras? I know Colombia does have an MMA promotion.
You know what? I thought about it, you know, but it really doesn't progress my career in any way. I mean, I might take a fight in Colombia, you know, as a, like an exhibition fight or perhaps even like a, you know, a retirement tour kind of thing. But, I mean, right now, the market for MMA in Colombia is not as big as the market here in the United States or even as big as the market is in Mexico. So, I mean, taking a fight in Colombia would be more for, you know, nostalgia rather than for career progression or money.
Gotcha. So when is the next fight? Any schedule yet or still waiting?
Well, right, I just finished my contract with Fight Time Promotions. I just finished my 3-fight contract with them. The last time I fought over on at the Magic City Casino against Marcelo, that was my last fight on the contract. So now, you know, just waiting on to see what Fight Time Promotions has to offer. You know, there are other offers on the table. You know, people that, you know, want to see, you know, a 125-pound division. But like I said, there's nothing written. There's nothing on paper. There's nothing that I've signed or anything like that. So right now it's just literally just getting myself to the level where I can market myself a little bit better and see what other opportunities lie outside outside of Miami perhaps and even in the rest of the United States.
Gotcha. And Miguel, I hear stories now or the news is that MMA Masters is moving to a new location. You as a fighter must be excited as well.
You know, it definitely excites me, you know, to see that the hard work that's been put in is you know, is steadily progressing in the way that the team wants and the way that the team needs. The new facility is going to be a lot bigger than the downtown facility, and I think from what I understand, they're going to have a lot more amendments for fighters. You know, it's going to be a area where you know, there's going to be a little bit more amenities for the fighters. You know, they're going to have a CrossFit gym, I believe, in there. They also have like a sauna in there for the fighters. You know, and you know, apparently they've also hired like some fitness coaches, you know, to dedicate their time to training fighters as far as weight training and conditioning.
And no word though when that's going to happen?
I don't know when that's going to happen. Apparently it's supposed to happen within the next month, but if I told you with any certainty, I would be lying.
Oh, so 100% though this year though?
I believe so, yes. That's what I was made aware of.
Great, great. Well, Miguel, I want to thank you very much for joining us here on the Roman Show, and we'll keep up with your career and your next fight and anything else you want to add?
Yeah. You know, first and foremost, thank you so much, Roman, for having me on the show. It's always a great opportunity to talk to somebody that's a local MMA fan and also a local MMA authority. And to all my fans out there in Miami and Hawaii, you know, you can always follow me on Instagram at Magic City Mahler, on Facebook at Magic City Mahler as well. And, you know, just keep an eye out for me. You know, I'm the future flyweight king. And I just hope that everybody is inspired by the journey that I'm taking, and just to let all the people there know that you have to believe in your dreams in order to make them happen.
Awesome, Miguel. Well, look forward to speaking to you, man. And well, we'll be talking about your next coming up fight. Thanks, man. Sorry about that, folks. Here we are back on the Roman Show. Well, the latest news is that TNA defeated WWE in Germany. That's right, on TV. That is Germany, Switzerland, and Austria. That's where TNA is being featured on. And TNA president Dixie Carter noted on Twitter that Impact defeated WWE last week. AAA has announced that at a press conference, that Rey Mysterio will be returning to the company, and he will be appearing at the big Rey de Reyes event on March 15th in Guadalajara. Alberto Del Rio has joined the company as well, so expect those two to go at it one-on-one. Brock Lesnar was in the UFC's pay-per-view last week, where Ronda Rousey was the main event. He was smooshing with UFC president Dana White. Could he return to UFC? Well, that is still to be known. However, he's still under contract with the WWE. There was an incident last week where he walked out of the building during a Monday Night Raw taping, circulating and escalating rumors that the WWE and Brock Lesnar were not seeing eye to eye. But Vince McMahon is positive. He's confident that the Beast will be at WrestleMania defending his title against Roman Reigns or whomever they decide. Well, we're going to go now with an interview with Andalesio Tat Romero, who fights Benjamin Smith on March 6th on Axis TV. Guys, if you're hungry and you need something healthy, visit PDQ Miami. That's PDQ Miami. If you like the Roman Show fan page, that's facebook.com/Roman Show Media. We'll hook you up with a free meal at PDQ Miami, located in Miami. All right, everyone, thanks for joining us on the Roman Show. Remember to follow us on our social media account on Twitter, at The Roman Show. Well, on the line, we have Indalecio Tat Romero, who will be competing March 6th in Minnesota live on Axis TV, part of the RFA fight card, and he will be taking on Benjamin Smith, and it's definitely going to be an exciting bout. Indalecio, welcome to The Roman Show, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Well, unless you're looking at your record, it's really phenomenal. You have 12 knockouts, 9 submissions, and here you go up against Benjamin Smith. Tell me about this upcoming fight and the training you've been taking on.
Pretty big fight, obviously. It's for the title. Traditionally, the UFC has pretty much come knocking after a win like this. So there's a lot of implications that involve this fight. So I've been training my butt off ever since probably my last fight, which was back in June, and I've been training hard, waiting for the next shot. So.
And when can you tell me about Benjamin Smith as far as your opponent? Anything that grabs your attention about him? Anything that really just strikes your attention specifically?
His fighting style is very, very similar to mine, from what I could see watching clips. So the only thing I don't know is how much damage he can take before it folds.
Both you and him are on a winning fight streak. You with six-win fight streak, and you yourself, you have the 6, and he has the 5-win fight streak. Do you think this will play a role coming into this fight, knowing that you guys are on that winning streak? How much of a role do you think it'll play?
I don't play the winning streak, the losing streak game. As far as I'm concerned, we're both 0-0, and we're both on a huge pedestal. We're fighting on a huge pedestal, and the better man will win.
Gotcha. Now, first and foremost, you've been in the mixed martial arts game for some time now, about over 10 years. Tell me about your career, man, and some of the ups and downs that you have faced in this sports industry.
More ups than downs. I mean, the only downs that I can think of is, losing some pretty controversial decisions. But I mean, I think that's the only downfall, is losing the 2 in a row to, in my opinion, they're bad judging calls. A lot of wins, a lot of good wins. Just the opportunity to fight and do what I'm good at and do what I'm passionate about is what's kept me in it this long.
Now, you started back over 10 years ago. What was the reason why you started mixed martial arts? Was there a particular reason, or you've been a big fan of it? Tell me a little history about how you got involved with the sport.
Well, I've been wrestling my whole life. Wrestled all through elementary. Before I started elementary, wrestled through high school, and then wrestled in college. When you do something for that long, and then you all of a sudden don't have it anymore, you kind of go searching for something that gives you that same drive, and fighting is what I found. So that's kind of what turned me on to fighting.
And what camp do you train out of right now, and some of the names that you train with?
I train out of my own local gym, Iron Range Wolfpack. Consists of about 3 or 4 fighters. No big names. I do travel on my days off, anywhere from 3 hours to 4 hours away. I train at the Performance Compound in St. Cloud, Minnesota with Brock Larson, who is a WEC and UFC vet, and also a Dream vet, or 1FC, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And I also train at Black Arrow, or Team Black Arrow in Brainerd, under nationally renowned Jared Fairbairn.
Gotcha. Now, obviously, you mentioned earlier in the interview that the UFC could be knocking at your door. So do you think that getting this win will get you to the UFC?
Excuse me?
That a win like this will get you to the UFC? That's what you're aiming for, and that's what you hope for?
Well, yeah, that's the ultimate goal, I would say. I would hope so.
Prior to this... Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, prior to this, have other promotions reached out to you, like a Bellator or a World Series of Fighting?
Nope.
So this is probably the one that's gonna put you out there, a victory over Smith.
Yes, sir. I believe that. it's just tough, and I think that a lot of the reason why I haven't been called up is just my lack of training with bigger gyms, and that just comes from my refusal to sacrifice, you know, my career for my passion, I should say. Although I'm passionate about my job, I just refuse to quit my job in order to pursue a full-time fighter's career.
So you say you work at the what is your full-time job?
I'm currently a probation officer, parole officer.
Wow, so how do you find the time to, you know, balance out the mixed martial arts training and the full-time job?
I just make it work. I mean, you just make it work. If you want it bad enough, you make it work.
And I'm sure that a lot of the folks out there surrounding you in your job know about your background. Do any of you fear because of your mixed martial arts background?
Do they what?
Do they fear the fact that, well, this guy's really tough, I'm not going to mess with him as a correctional officer?
No, I don't think that. I don't put off that. At least I would like to think that I don't put off that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sense of arrogance, and I'm a pretty humble guy.
Gotcha. Now, knowing that you have that background from Mexico, would you love to one day compete in Mexico? Now that the UFC is headed over there in June, maybe possibly you could be added to that fight card. Never know.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing. I wouldn't turn it down, that's for sure.
The numbers of Mexican fighters and Hispanics is just increasing. And one thing I've noticed, and maybe you could agree with me with this, is just that in Mexico, Central America, and I remember speaking to Cain Velasquez, the UFC heavyweight champion, that one thing that just sets back Hispanics is the wrestling and the jiu-jitsu. The boxing, the stand-up game, I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, what Hispanic doesn't know and love boxing or the stand-up game? But how do you think that this could change, and how long do you think it can change till the wrestling and the jiu-jitsu starts making a bigger impact in Mexico, in Central America?
I think it's just right around the corner if it's not presently among us. I mean, there's a lot of decent ground practitioners that are of Mexican accent, or decent.
Mm-hmm. So it's just a matter of time till they go out there and let it out. Well, Alessio, I want to welcome. Thank you so very much for joining us here on the Roman Show. Anything you want to add, man?
Yeah, I'd like to thank some of my sponsors if I could.
Sure, go ahead. Go ahead.
One of my big sponsors is War Trap. They've been backing me now for going on 2 years. I got a heck of a lot of local support in my community. I come from a very a cluster of towns called Iron Range in Minnesota. We got Palmer's Tavern, Flexion Nimble, Range Spine, Last Round Sports Nutrition, Anytime Fitness, Grit Mouth Guards, Honkton Richards, Emily's Travel, Dynamic Garage Store, and Thrive-In Financial.
Awesome.
And also Primo Inc., obviously. They get the most business, the most advertising out of me because I'm covered.
Is that's hence the nickname Tat, T-A-T, or the middle name?
No, I've had Tat for many years before I had my first Tat.
Now, Tat, is that a middle name? Is that a nickname?
It's a nickname.
It's a nickname, Tat. But this Tat came out way before the tattoos?
Oh, yeah.
How come?
Good question. One of my cousins or one of my brothers started calling me that, and it just kind of stuck. People either know me by Tito or by Tat.
But Tat for no particular reason? Does it come from something that motivated that Tat? Since you had no tattoos at the time.
No, nothing. I have no idea.
Just one of those names. Well, Tat,
yeah.
Man, I want to thank you so much for joining us, and everyone tune in to Access TV March 6th live from Minnesota as Tat takes on Benjamin Smith in a great matchup for the title. Tat, thanks very much, man, and good luck, and represent the Latinos, man.
Absolutely. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, my man. Have a good day. There you have it, Indalecio Tat Romero in action March 6th this Friday on Access TV, part of the RFA fight card. So don't make sure to tune in and watch it. I mean, we don't have any other more MMA fights this week that I'm aware of. So tune in, RFA, Access TV. If you have it, check your local listing for information. And next week in Miami and South Florida, at the Coral Gables Bank United Center, actually the University of Miami campus, Hall of Fame will be there bringing you a fight card of over 10 fights. That is March 13th. So get your tickets, and you're going to see also a concert of Fat Joe. Well, that pretty much wraps it up for the Roman Show tonight. Hope you're having a great week so far. And tune in next week as we are going to welcome Edwin Mejia. He is the executive producer of Iron Generation Iron. If you have not seen Generation Iron, what the hell have you been doing? Generation Iron is the modern pumping iron. Takes a look at bodybuilders like Kai Greene and Phil Heath. Literally, it takes you into their lives, how they work out, how they get ready for the Mr. Olympia, and so much more. It's on Netflix right now. You can see it anytime. So once you're done watching your House of Cards, which I am totally addicted to, head on over and watch Generation Iron. You will love it. It's a documentary following the lives of several bodybuilders as they get ready to compete in Mr. Olympia in Las Vegas, the biggest event for bodybuilding. Well, folks, again, that pretty much wraps it up. We'd love to join you here on the Roman Show with Edwin Mejia of Generation Iron and so much more. Till then, follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show. Follow me at Roman the H and on our website, theromanshow.com. Till next week, goodbye.